CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAD 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight, I'd like to recognize W2MJB, my husband, checking in. He's in the other room. Then I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla checking in from Traveler's Rest, W4FCN and N4IEI. Next, I'd like to recognize Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Next, I'd like to recognize David checking in from Five Forks, N1DMB. Then I have John checking in from Belton, KJ4HKC. And Sid checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Next I have Leroy checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL. And Patrick checking in from Penrose, North Carolina, KO4HKX. The early check-in is handy, especially if you have something going on in the evening or want to turn in early, and so please take advantage of that when it's convenient for you. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thank you for checking in tonight over Echolink, and I have you down for some RAG 2 later. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and move on to our RF check-ins. And tonight, instead of giving us 2 Mondays this week, I'm going to have today be Sunday. Sunday night, we start with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Me, Wendy.
Please check in.
4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Edmond. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
74 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4 DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thank you for calling that tonight, Wendy.
10 Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo, Jerry and Greenwood on base, negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. David in Easley, no traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4, DMW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Rick. And he brings along Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle, KK4, ONO, and KM4, MOQ. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome David from Inman, KO4, AOW. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio, David. Next, I'd like to recognize Dave checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you, Dave, for the extra work you do to oversee this net and make sure things happen as close to perfect as possible. Next, I'd like to recognize Jim checking in from Taylor's, KO4BDM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. Then I have Jerry checking in from Greenwood, KO4NNR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. And then I have David checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you have a good evening out your direction, David. Thank you for joining us. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Lima Lima Joe and Greer. I do have a question for Dave about the APRS check-in. That's the first I've heard about it. I'd like to get a little bit more info about that. And other than that, I've got nothing tonight.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Joe, checking in from Greer, KO4ALL. Thank you for joining us tonight, Joe. And let me check in with Dave, W4DJW. Do you have a minute to give a little bit of information out about the APRS message check-in?
KN4HTP, W4DJW. What in particular was the question?
Hey, Joe here. So is there any specific like APRS identifier I need to give? I heard W4DJW. Is there like a -9 or -7 or something like that?
No, what I've found out is that you send it to the call sign without a prefix or with one, or a suffix, without a suffix or an SSID. And it will get to all the instances of that call sign. As I see it coming out, I've got multiples running because I'm getting my hardware working again. It's been dormant for quite a while. But you can send it to me as a last resort. When AK4HR Mike is calling it, you can send it to his call sign because he runs an APRS client on his end. I just sent one to him last time he called it, and he checked me in. So you can send it to me. You can send it to Mike as more and more net controllers get into. I noticed there's a lot of people getting into APRS here lately. So it comes and goes in waves, right? So it's ramping back up again. So you can send it to me. You can send it to Mike. Keep an eye out for other net control operators that if you're running APRS, you can most likely see their call sign on your map, right? So look for their call sign. If you see their call sign, send it to them. If you don't see it, send it to any one of mine that you can find, and it will make its way to me. I hope that helps. W4DJW.
Hey, thanks for filling me in with that information, and I'll definitely take advantage of it.
do that in the future. That's all we got for tonight, and y'all take care, 7-3.
W4DJW, back to net control.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that question, Mr. Joe, and thank you for that information, Mr. Dave. I appreciate it. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
HTP, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Wendy, and everybody on the net, and just check me in and out, please. Thank you. Hope we have a good week.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4HTP. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. Good evening, Wendy. We'll stick around and chat a minute.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Warren, checking in from Taylor's, and 4HHC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Warren. Next, I'd like to recognize Dan, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dan. Hope you had have a good evening out your direction. Next, I'd like to recognize Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gene. And next up, I have Harry checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. And Mr. Harry, I have you down for some Raju later. Thank you for that. All right, anyone else at this time in the group Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, it's your turn up to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and 73s for each one of you.
KN4HTP. Good evening. This is A4AA, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night and a good week. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James. Checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, James. Then I have K4KAE checking in from Taylor's, but I did not catch your name. Can you please recheck with your name?
KN4HTP. This is K4KAE, Alice. 73 to everyone.
KN4HTP. Thank you, Miss Alice. I have Miss Alice checking in from Taylor's, K4KAE. Miss Alice, I hope you have a nice evening as well. Next, I'd like to recognize Larry and his wife Donna checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. All right, I believe there was a double that came on with during that check-in, so if there's anyone else at this time that would like to check in the group India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP, D and the Net, please check in K4LWE, Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the Net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Larry checking in from Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry. All right, at this time, I'd like to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you and everybody else on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I guess I'll be the third Larry to check in tonight. I'm Larry down in Simpsonville off of Woodruff Road, just past the first traffic circle. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4HTP. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, ma'am.
HTP. Nice to hear your voice on the radio again tonight. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in mobile from Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred. Hope you are safe out there driving around. Then I'd like to welcome Larry, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4MWY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry. Larry's a great name. Glad we had three tonight. Maybe we'll get more. Next, I'd like to welcome Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. And next up, I'd like to recognize Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Walt. Walt is our Tuesday night net controller. Good to have you join us tonight, Walt. Hope your evening's going nicely. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. In Robert, Alpha, Alpha, 4, Romeo, Mike, AA4RM, I'm in Easley, negative, negative.
HTP. HTP, please check in KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim, in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
Just a kilowatt, bus shot, 4, Romeo, Victor Hotel. My name is JD, I live in Berea. We know traffic, no round table.
HTP. If you will, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville. Copy, negative, negative. 73, step body on the net.
HTP. Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic. No chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Easley, AA4RM. Robert is one of the Monday night net controllers along with me, and I believe his night is coming up tomorrow. So please check in with Robert at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Robert. Next up, I'd like to check in Jim from Taylor's, KA2TXJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. Then I'd like to recognize JD checking in from Berea, KF4RVH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. JD. I hope you're having a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome Carol checking in from Greenville, KM4RGX. Thank you for joining us tonight around the radio, Mr. Carroll. And then I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. It's good to hear you on the radio with us tonight, Chris. Thank you. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Eaton, Columbus, North Carolina. Check me in that night if you hear me.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KE4ZHF. I didn't catch your name or location, though, so if you could please recheck, that would be great. KE4ZHF. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will fill those details in later. I'll look it up after the net. So next, I'd like to welcome Scott, checking in from Greenville, KX4YM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Scott. And Scott brings along his wife, Miss Mary, and his daughter, Miss Mary, KO4ACD and KO4ILI. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Mary and Miss Mary. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio, Scott. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Uniform Through Zulu? Uniform Through Zulu, who would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the big group, which is Alpha Through Zulu. Alpha Through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in at this time, you are welcome to do so. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's been a good evening on the radio. Thank you to everyone for checking in. At this time, I would like to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first up tonight, for a little chatter on the radio, I have Mr. John, KN4RJN. How's the weather been up your direction today?
KN4HGP, KN4RJN. Well, yesterday it pretty much rained all day and it got pretty cold. It got warmer today, so, and the sun came out. It was a little windy, but by towards the end of the week, it's supposed to be close to 80 degrees up here, so maybe I can get out some outside work done. I got to get the yard mowed again, and we're still unpacking boxes, and every once in a while we'll unpack a box and say, I wonder where that went to, but we're finding things. We don't know exactly where to put it all yet, but we're finding it. What's going on in your world?
Well, we got rain down here, too, and just as I was returning from an errand, I went to pick up some photos I had printed. The big raindrops started falling. So just as I pulled into the driveway, the big raindrops started hitting the windshield, and so I had the dog with me. So we sat in the truck for probably 20 minutes until it changed into this small raindrop. My logic being we get less wet with smaller raindrops, although I'm not sure that really works. But we had a nice rain shower. I think my husband checked the rain gauge soon after that, and we had over an inch in it, but I'm not sure what time span that had been accumulating. The rain gauge had been accumulating water. It's always nice when you find something you've been missing, so I'm glad you're finding a few boxes like that. Last time we moved, I remember packing our I don't know if it was a cable box or satellite or, you know, whatever that stuff is that you have to return when you move. I packed it last so that it would be the first thing off the truck. And we rolled in down here and it was late at night and everything got loaded into storage. And so guess what? The first box or the last box on the truck was the first box into the storage unit. And I did not see that box for 3 months. So, and I was watching for it. I had also packed in a few refrigerator items, so nothing smelled good when that one came out of storage. I looked for it, but it was in the back on the bottom, and it never showed up until it was all spoiled. However, the company did accept the equipment back, so I'm sure, well, I hope they threw it away because it did not smell good.
Yeah, you gotta hate it when that happens. I opened a box the other day. I can't remember now what it was I found in, and I thought, oh, that's where that went. But I think I told you about the power cord for the printer. If not, I had been looking and looking and looking, and I've got a bag of Ethernet cables, coax cable, power cords to computers, you name it. I mean, this bag is full of cords and cables and whatnot. I could not find the printer cable. I found the data cable for it, but not the power cord, and I was looking everywhere, and finally, you know, we needed the printer, so my wife went out and bought a power cord for it, so I plugged it in, got all ready. I said, well, I better check, see if it's got paper in it, and I opened the paper drawer, and there was the power cord. And I called her in, and she laughed and almost, you know, lost her lunch laughing so hard. I'd put it in there so I wouldn't lose it. So, you gotta hate it when that happens.
Chris, power cord, we're never separated. Oh, that's terrible. But it's funny. I'm sorry. That's the kind of thing I would do. I finally started hearing about your bag of power cords and everything. I finally started labeling every cord when it comes in the house. You know, this goes to the laptop, this goes to the charger for the, you know, rechargeable batteries, and this is for the camera, and every single cord gets a label because, you know, 10 years from now when everything's obsolete, and I'm like, well, which power cords can I throw away? I don't have, you know, half the things I used to have, and I usually give my son Max that job to try and figure out what power cords I might need and which ones I can get rid of. I accumulate a drawer full here and there, and then he goes through the drawer and says, no, I've never seen this kind of plug-in before, and he cleans them out for me, but I'm really glad your printer and its cord are not separated.
Well, if it happens again, I'll know I have two, but most of the other cords, I mean, the power cords to the computer all pretty much look the same, and power cords to things like monitors and that sort of thing all pretty much the same, and coax is coax, and data cords are data cords, but the printer has a unique two-prong connector, and I could not find that connector anywhere, and And then I opened up the paper drawer on the printer, and there it was. And I slapped myself upside the head and said, ah, now I remember. I put it in there so I wouldn't lose it. We went close to a month before I finally broke down and bought another cord.
That's the way it happens. You find it right after you give in and spend the extra dough. I was remembering the power cord thing as I helped my dad clean out some storage stuff he had in the basement and found a box, not just a bag, but a box full of retired electronics, retired cords and that kind of thing. And so figuring out, you know, this was to a Palm Pilot, this was to a, you know, something else, and all kinds of craziness. And so, and I'm thinking that I'm sure that any missing cords have been replaced long ago, and then none of the cords in this box are useful anymore. But I dutifully looked through them to try and figure out if any were necessary still.
Yeah, Roger. yeah, moving is such fun. But anyway, I take it Mark is there. Say hello to him for me. I heard Harry and Larry on the radio, and I'd like to say hello to them because I haven't talked to either one of those in guys forever. I'm still looking for a repeater that I can hit from here that isn't used, you know, seven nights a week. The one that I can hit is. That also has Echolink, so I can link up and hit back into the repeater. But so far, I haven't managed to do that, partially because, you know, changing out washing machines, light fixtures, opening boxes and whatnot, you know, all that kind of stuff has kind of gotten in the way. But sooner or later, that's going to happen.
Got to get the work out of the way before we can get to the fun. I do that to myself all the time. Hey, the other night on the news, I saw footage of a drone, but it was more like a helicopter, well, drone helicopter maybe, on Mars that lifted off. I don't know, the footage I saw was like 5 feet off the ground and then dropped back down, which was pretty cool. Did you happen to see that?
Roger. They flew it again today, flew it a little bit longer and a little bit faster. Went like 133 feet at 4.5 miles an hour, but yeah, they're flying drones on Mars now, so it's that's kind of cool. That would be an interesting interesting thing to do. But there's a big bright moon out there tonight. I think it's full actually tomorrow night, but it's almost full tonight, and it's fairly clear up here if you get a chance to go out and take a look at it.
Online and see if I can see that drone helicopter flight for today. I was just thinking, you know, it probably takes somebody with a master's degree to fly that thing, just because it's on Mars, not because it's a drone. But it's pretty amazing that the difference in the atmosphere and the, you know, how the gravity and, you know, all the factors that influence how you can make something fly on Mars. It's been pretty interesting to me.
Roger. Well, unlike flying a drone here, you basically have to put the instructions in the computer and then transmit it and then wait 20, 30 minutes for it to get there and then wait another 20, 30 minutes for the signal to get back to see that it actually happens. There are the problems when they're driving the rover. There's such a long wait for the transmission to get back and forth, but... Yeah, you can't just sit there with your joystick and run it. It's you plug in type in what you want it to do into the type the code into the computer and then transmit and then sit back and wait for the video to come back and see if it actually happened the way you intended it. But yeah, they did fly it again. I think it was either today or yesterday. It was on the news and flew it a little further and a little faster. So they're slowly testing it out.
Delay where things are transmitted back and forth would be a real pain. I guess you'd have to, for safety purposes, you'd have to know. I can see why they're doing such short and slow. I mean, unless they don't have the capability, but I mean, you got to see where you're going to send it before you can send it there, because you don't have real time where you can say, oh, stop, you're going to run into a rock or something like that. So you got to be able to see the 10 feet you're going to send it and then send it and know that it's going to be clear if it does what you tell it. So Anyway, it's very complex and very interesting to watch.
Roger, that's the same problem I had with driving the rover. That's how the various rovers that they sent up there have gotten, you know, stuck or run into problems because they couldn't. They send it instructions to go in this direction, and they kind of, you know, have to scout it out with the rover's camera and then send it, and if the rover missed something or didn't see it or it wasn't clear in the picture, then they run into, you know, problems. I remember one of the rovers ran into some really soft sand and got stuck there for a while, and it took them a while to get it unstuck, but they finally did. But, basically it's, you know, you're driving it by remote control, but the signal is not instantaneous. It's quite a delay, so you have to give it the instructions and then sit back and hope and pray that it doesn't run into anything you didn't see ahead of time. So, and that's driving on the ground. So, yeah, flying and landing would be a little bit more nerve-wracking than that. But in any event, I'm on back on out of here. Wendy, it was good chatting with you. Tell Mark I said hi. Hello to Larry and Harry up there in Candler, and I'm going to say 73's KN4RJN. I am clear.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, KN4RJN, for staying around for some rag chew. It's nice to get caught up and hear your, I learned some things about the Mars rover from talking to you just now, so... We always come up with interesting stuff, in my opinion, to talk about, so thanks a lot. At this time, I'll take a little break from RAG 2 and see if I've missed anyone for check-ins. Anyone that would like to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
TP. To check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'm negative and negative. And 73 to everybody on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jim checking in from Traveler's Rest. KO4LAO. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I want to go ahead and check on Harry, KC4EZN, for some rack chew. Harry, what's your weather been like the last couple of days?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy, and good evening, John. Good to hear you around. We've missed you. Weather up here yesterday was rainy. I think it rained a little more south of me than here, but that was okay. And then late yesterday afternoon, I saw a couple of spots of sun. And today was kind of mixed, cloudy, mostly sunny. I went out this morning to get the paper and looked up and saw just little puffy white things in the sky and a lot of blue. And looking forward next week to a little bit warmer temperature. It's got some outside stuff that needs to be doing. Plants are beginning to grow, and shrubs are growing, and they're growing in places that I really didn't want them to. And I'm sort of waiting on some things. Got some rhododendron that I want to wait till they bloom, which it may still be a little bit early. But if I trim them now, then I cut all the flowers off. I don't want to do that, but... they have gotten a little bit bigger than the space that I wanted them to occupy or had. Anyway, stuff like that going on. We tested for radio licenses on Saturday, and I think everybody except maybe one came for what they came for, and a couple of them tried for the next step. Didn't make it, but that's okay. At least you get a look at a real test, but turned out to be a pretty good day. Had a good crowd of people giving the test. Had enough people there that we could run two sets of tests at once. So it didn't take long. It didn't take long, and it doesn't take much to get us out, to get us together. We're looking for any excuse. Most of us have had both shots, and willing to be a little more adventuresome. Big thing going on up here. I have a 10-tech Corsair 2, which is, I don't know, it's probably 35 years old. And 3 or 4 years ago, it decided to quit working, and I used that as an excuse to buy a new radio, which, you know how that works. And I got the thing fixed and got it back, and I have decided to make it my main station again, and it's physically, well, my new radio was a 7300, and I think I could fit about 2.5, maybe 3 7300s into the space that this Corsair 2 and the tuner. I also have the matching 10-tech tuner, so manual tuner. All that goes with it, and it sits there together. So I'm in the process of rearranging my ham shack. And needless to say, the way I had it arranged for the 7300 doesn't exactly fit the 10-tech. But I like that 10-tech radio. It's just a good rock solid radio. And the beautiful part of it was it did not take any parts to repair it. Basically, the gentleman I took it to opened it up and basically unplugged the boards and cleaned the connectors and plugged it back together and said it put out about 20 watts, so he dug a little bit deeper and basically wound up cleaning the band switch, which I guess things have deteriorated on me. But anyway, trying to get it back on the air and having to move things around. So that's keeping me occupied. And then the other thing I had fixed is this radio I'm talking on now. It's a Yaesu FT7900, which is not an old radio. It's just that it quit. And I also had it repaired, and it had anyway, I've got something to keep me busy in addition to the things that are happening outdoors that I've got to be taken care of, too. So, and my wife and I got to noticing that we had become infected with a pandemic spread. And we had any tasty recipes I can share with you. I can tell you a lot of things that aren't tasty right now, but anyway, we'll bounce it back in your call, Wendy. It's KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. Wow, it's always exciting when you get to rearrange your ham shack because of new and more exciting radios. Mark was messing around with something he ordered recently today. We listened in on a net. Seems like it was 8-ish, and it was a statewide emergency. I didn't hear the beginning, so I don't know what his official name was, but we could hear that just fine. But when he tried to check in, they couldn't hear a thing from us. It was like we weren't even there, but we could hear them. So it was interesting to listen in and hear a few more call signs that we haven't recently, and people from different areas of the state. So that was kind of fun. It is nice to know that I've got both my vaccines, and so it is nice to be able to go out and hang around with other vaccinated people. It's very nice. You can get somewhere, and if everybody's vaccinated, you can take off your mask, and just life can be normal again. So that is really nice. So I understand you enjoying that. Are you going to have to add new shelves or anything like that to your ham shack, or are you just got to move things around?
HTP, KC4EZN, and hopefully move things around. When I put all of this stuff together, I had a bare corner, and my wife had the kitchen countertops in our kitchen replaced. The people that had the house before us had a much darker tone of color taste than we did, and these things were dark maroon, and wife allowed us how she wanted something lighter, so that's what we did. But I took the kitchen countertops and kind of whittled them around, and since they've got corners, I've got one corner of this room has the radio in it, and the other corner is a work table. And then I've managed to fill up the space in between with some other things. So, but I built everything pretty much. I had the Tintec sitting here before, but I did not have two computer screens when I first started out, and that's my problem. Is I've got two 24-inch monitors that I really like. I like having all that room. Because normally when I'm working the radio, I've got the logging program up, I've got the digital program up, and then I've got a couple of spotting programs up, and I've just got used to that, and I like it. But if I had slightly smaller monitors, that would make my rearranging a little bit easier, but I'm not about to give those two monitors up. I'll figure out another way, and I think the most variable thing in this arrangement is going to be me. I'm gonna have to go from being a dominant left-handed to a dominant right-handed person to a somewhat left-handed, because in order to get the coax from the radio through the wall and outside, I've got to have the radio closer to the wall than the other one was. Anyway, not going to have to move any shelves, but it's going to, everything that's sitting on the shelves is going to swap places, I think. Anyway, that'll keep me busy and out of trouble. We'll see how that goes. I'm really looking forward to getting this Tintec back on the air. The fellow that worked on it, he basically, I think he's got a little bit of a heart for older radios, and also, I think, pretty experienced. He took that Corsair 2 apart and did some things, like some of the display segments were not working, and he took that board out and resoldered all the joints and replaced the dash light with an LED. Now I'm going to have to take the tuner apart and do something similar to that. I had a lot of fun with that radio, and was actually running digital on it. I built a interface box to hook it to my computer, and it was very happily running JT65 and a little bit of FT8 when it decided to quit working. And that's all. Everything about this radio is analog, which is also somewhat comforting. I understand that a little bit better than some of the other stuff. But anyway, we're just having fun and changing my space around. It's not quite as bad as John moving. I didn't have to pack it up, but it is sitting in a pile in the middle of the floor, and I'm going to be curious to see how much stuff I leave in that pile, which means it's got to go somewhere else. Anyway, Wendy, enjoy talking. Look forward to the next time. Maybe I'll have it up and running and see how things are going. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. It sounds really nice. You're going to enjoy that new space and the two screens. Sounds fabulous. Last time I visited my brother, he was setting up another screen in his office, and he loved it. So I can see the advantage to that for sure. And I hope next time maybe we can talk with your newly revamped Tintec radio. And it's really nice to find somebody who does repair work, or somebody that you have confidence in. So that's a rare find. I'm glad you found that. Thank you very much for joining me tonight for some conversation, some RAG 2. I appreciate that, Mr. Harry. At this time, I'd like to take a break and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check in tonight at the net, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our friend Robert, AA4RM, will be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in with him tomorrow at 9. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. Stand by, please. N4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, well, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.